Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9927, catalog number 9927.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
That go around breaking peace. You're just about talking to a devil. I don't care how long they've been in the church. I don't care how long they pray. I don't care how loud they sing. I don't care how long they preach. You're talking to a devil. I don't care who they are. I don't care who they are. That's a peace breaker, as he stated. So I hope you take heed of what he said. Turn your Bible, if you will, to the Psalms. 29, the first two verses. This was really the message that God has been giving me in this series. We're dealing with worship and so forth, and this is what these visitors, since you don't know, this is what these garbage baskets is all about. Put your spiritual trash in here. Hate, backbiting, and all that mess. Homemonging and all that junk. Put it in here. We can't take it over yonder. Can't take it over yonder. Got to leave that stuff here. And I told you, everyone that don't participate in this, rest assured your sin going to find you out if you take it over yonder.
Yes, sir.
Your sin gonna find you out. Well, everybody will know it then. That's what it means by find you out. Get rid of it, ain't that right?
Amen.
Get rid of it. Jesus told me to tell you, you can't put on a clean suit and don't take no bath.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
You still be stinking, ain't that right?
Yes,
see, a clean suit is just like perfume, but you still smell it on the inside.
That's right.
And the scent come out.
That's right.
Clean up yourself. Ain't that right? Clean up yourself. You can't. So I'm dealing with something else today, but But I'll be dealing with that in and out. This is what it's all about. You got stripped of bad news. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the 1st verse. We'll deal with that next Sunday, but that's one back me up. Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Say, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. You ain't got no strength. You ain't got a... Listen, if you move your finger, that's God's strength. Got no strength. Just move your finger. Bat your eye. That's not your strength. That's God's strength. If we ever can get this in our spirit, that you can't do nothing without Jesus. Can't do nothing without Jesus. And I told you last week, God ain't begging for no glory. All of it is his anyway. And I told you all that last week. And he said nobody he give his glory to. He give us a little honor, but nobody take his glory. All glory belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what I'm kind of trying to drive in these messages. Look at the second verse. It said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give, do. D-U-E. Give what do him. Give what do God. Give what do God. That's what we got to get. If we don't grasp this in our mind, you'll never be committed to Christ. God knows you won't. You'll never. You got to put that in your spirit. What God really is saying here. I'll never be committed to Christ. I'll never obey him until I see really that I can't do nothing without him. And I'm going to give all I can to him while I can. That's got to get in your spirit. That'll never get in your spirit. You'll never. That's why you see so many churchgoers. They never dedicated. They never committed. They never. They got to get this in. Don't waste your time in worship. That's our theme for how many Sundays, Paul? 14 Sundays. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time. God told me to tell you this. He told me to preach on it until we go over yonder.
Amen.
Don't waste your time in worship.
All right.
Don't waste it. Time too valuable. Have you ever thought about it in life, and now since you've been saved and know better now, and you look back at yourself and say, now, if I can live my life over, I'll be a better child of God.
Amen.
I've done that. Have you done that? All he's saying, don't waste your time. You get knowledge. Now, you got to let it come in, be a part of your life and start doing it. See, we come to worship. We come to praise God in his house. But listen, we come to worship. We come to praise God in his house. And we come to hear the word of God. We come to hear the word of God. But listen, if we don't do what the word said do, you're wasting your time. It's just that simple. You're wasting your time in worship. If you don't do what it said, you're wasting your time in worship. You just playing church. And there's too much of playing church going on in the world today. Too much of playing church. Reverend Craig and I was talking last week, and he said one of his members came to him and told him something that he said, "Sister, y'all ain't taking me serious." And that's what happened. And a lot of times we don't take the preacher, the pastor serious. We don't. We take the thing as a tradition and just something to play with. You playing with your life and don't even know. God knows you are. If you're not serious with Jesus, you're playing church. And a lot of time we hear the word and trust to holler back at the word, but we ain't about to do it. You're wasting time. It's just like you haven't been there. Just like you haven't been. Like, it's just like passing by. Say, how y'all? Keep on going. Down the road. My brother and my sister, I have found out. Listen to me good now. I have found out. Until we love Jesus, you ain't going to never be dedicated. I don't try to point y'all to me. You're saying it mighty slow. I don't try to point y'all to Reverend Walker. I point y'all to Jesus. I never point y'all to me. I point y'all to Jesus. I don't tell y'all to love me. No. You don't tell me to love you.
All right.
But when you love Jesus, you'll love me. When you love Jesus, I love you. We'll love one another. Yeah. See, you've got to love Jesus first. I dare you to fall in love with Jesus. I'm trying to get y'all to love Jesus, not Reverend Walker, but just love Jesus. You don't have no problem loving me. That's what's wrong with so many church folks. They don't really love Christ. If you love Christ, you will pay your tithes. I don't try to make you pay no tithes. You got to love Christ. If you love Christ, you'll pay your tithes. It's all in loving Christ. I try to get y'all to love Christ. Oh, boy. Don't have no problem. You love Christ. You ain't gonna have no problem coming to prayer meeting. Ain't that right, lights? That'll be a problem. Don't y'all see my point now? See, you got to do what the word said. You got to love Jesus. When you love Jesus, you're gonna be dedicated. If nobody never do nothing, you're gonna do your best because you love Jesus Christ. If you love Christ, I don't have to beg you to come to church. You just got to love Christ. When folks hate you for nothing, they just don't love Christ. When they lie on you without a cause, they just don't love Christ yet. When you once love Christ, you want to do what he said. So when we come to the house of prayer, you come to get knowledge. You come to hear the word. But if you don't do the word, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
In worship. You got to love Christ. So Beverly, that's it. That's it. So Larry, that's it. That's it. I don't care what you say. I don't care. Look, out of everything we ever done, talking about worshiping God, if you don't love Christ, you ain't gonna never be committed. You ain't gonna never stop doing the wrong you're doing. I don't care how these preachers preach, we can stomp, we can sing. If you don't love Christ, you ain't gonna never. You got to love Christ. Hallelujah. And when you love Christ, hallelujah, something on the inside compels you to do right.
Yeah.
Can't no preacher make you do right. Can't no preacher force you to do nothing. You just got to love Christ. And automatically gonna come. And guess what? And boy, it's more joy when you love Christ. When you're not compelled, somebody making you do something. But you get joy working for Christ when you love Him. You got to love Him. You always hate folks until you love Jesus. Without a cause. You've got to fall in love with Christ. I ain't joking with you. Hey, watch this. See, I'm trying to talk about wasting time. Ain't that right? See, and watch this. And when hate, oh, devil trying to get you to hate folk. Something on the inside. When you love Jesus. Something on the inside will warn you and tell you something. Say, now, you don't have to act like that. Got to love Him. When folk make you mad, you won't go home and sit down. It could be like fire shit up in your bones. The Holy Spirit will come and tell you, now who you serving? Man, or you serving me? Some always don't want you to get up because I love Jesus. And New Bethlehem is all I want. I just want you to love Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to love Jesus. I'll be trying to point you to Jesus. That's all I want. Just you to love yourself some. Jesus. Oh, have mercy. Well, I wish y'all see what I see. Some just can't see what I see. God, boy, when you love yourself some Jesus, guess what? You even feel better on the inside. I ain't joking with you. See, what I'm trying to teach you, we've come to church too much with mess in our heart. You can't worship God like that. When you can come to church, when you love Jesus, you're free. You really can worship God. You really can praise God because ain't no mess in your heart. You ain't got no attitude. You got to love Him. Oh, hold on. Boy, just fall in love with some Jesus. Look what He said. He said, now, if you love. He said, if you love Reverend Walker. He said, if you love Brother Ashford. He said that. He said, if you love this fellow, that one. He said, if you love who? You'll do what? Keep. And His commandment is love everybody. Even your who? Any. Got to love them. Because I find out when you hate folks, your heart starts beating fast. Your food don't digest right. But you got to love Christ. Got to love Christ. Got to love Him. I'm trying to tell you something. You can't worship God with hate in your heart. You're wasting your time in what? Worship. You feel good when you're in love with Christ. Feel good. You'll treat your neighbor right. Won't you do it, y'all? So this is what church really is all about. The church of Christ, this is what it builds on, nothing but love. Christianity, that's the foundation of love. You got to fall in love with Him first. I talked to a preacher years ago. He just had started pastoring. I was preaching revival because he just got there that first week I had started revival. First thing he showed me, a long old list. Tell me what he going to tell the folks about tithe. I said, man, we'll do away with that paper and just preach Jesus. That's what I told him. Just preach Jesus. You tell them about Jesus. You're trying to get their pocketbook, but you got to get them first. When they fall in love with Jesus, you got their pocketbook and everything else. Got to tell them about Christ. He the one. Fix the heart of men. I can't turn no heart. You can't either. I don't care how you try, but just lay them in the hands of the Lord. God is the heart fixer. God is the mind regulator. If God can't do nothing with them, you know I can't do nothing with them. You can't do nothing with them. A lot of folks, they're wasting their time in worship. Some wasting their time in worship because they come just because they're holding a position. Take the position they leave. Or go and get idle. But when you love Christ, take me down from being president. I'm still following Christ. I'm still going to be faithful to my auxiliary. You may not want me to be your president, but I'm still a Russian. Because I'm following Christ. You got to love Christ. You got to fall in love with him. And so many church goers, they really don't love Christ. I dare you to love him. I dare you to fall in love with him. So don't waste your time in worship. Fall in love with Christ. Listen to this. We're not to look at worship and God as a responsibility, but as more as a privilege and an honor. I'm going to stop right there. See, I can't go too fast. See, not no responsibility. See, listen, God don't make us worship him. See, no, he don't need us.
That's right.
He's still God, whether we worship or not. It's this. You've got to think. That's when I read that scripture 24 song. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. God is no help. No, want no help from nobody. Oh, God just wants you to bow down and worship him. Now think now, here great big old God got all power in his hand, can do anything but fail, is none like him, wake you up every morning. Now here God telling me I can bow down before him. That's an honor. That's a privilege. That's where you got to see God. You got to see God as an honor to bow down to him.
Amen.
It's an honor because he gives you limbs to even bow.
Amen.
It's an honor because if you got rheumatism, you can't bend your knees. It's an honor to get down on your knees because who he is. God don't make nobody worship him. He don't make folks praise him. It's an honor. I don't care how y'all look at it. Your pastor, that way he looks at it. I like the Paul. Wait, Paul, 50 things. Paul said, I thank you, Lord, for having pity on me and putting me in the ministry. Had pity on me. Wasn't hitting on nothing. Went down in the garbage can and rammed around there and found me and dusted me off and used me. That's an honor. Shifting him from heaven now. All of us came out of garbage. All of us were on our way to hell one day. God have mercy on you. God have mercy on me. It's a privilege to worship God. That's where your pastor look at it now. Y'all look at it like y'all want it, but that's where I look at it. I said, I thank you, my Lord, It's an honor to bow down to a holy God. God Almighty. That way you got to see it. To worship God, that's the way you got to see it. I talked to one of my members this morning. He came to me and told me, he said, Reverend, meditate. I was meditating on the Lord. He said, I'm so happy, I don't know what to do. He's still happy, like he won't start preaching. You know, that's what it takes. Y'all think I'm joking. I dare you to do it. I told him, I said, brother, that's the key right there.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, then.
When you know who he is and start meditating on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Look what he's saying. He said, first of all, Rem, I thought about it, I got eyes I can see. Did you not know you can wake up and don't even know why you blind that moment? He said, I just meditate on the goodness of God. That's where you worship. You meditate on what he already undone for you. You forget about what he hadn't done. That's how you get in the flame of worship. You're not here by luck. You're not here because you got a rabbit foot in your pocketbook or your pocket. You're not here because you got a horseshoe over your dome, a dime around your leg or whatever. You here by the grace of God. God just had mercy on us. Boy, y'all just got to get what I get. I'm trying to tell you something. Worship is a privilege. Look at it as a privilege. You got to look at great big old God. Look at Clint. Now he's going to be a big wheel. You can't get to Clint when you want. Look at the Pope. You can't get to him when you feel like it.
No.
They'll check you out. You may not never see him.
That's right.
There's some pastor you can't get to. And they ain't a drop in the bucket compared to our Jesus. I say a drop in the bucket. And the first thing you see, how did I get the Pope? Oh, you have the privilege to get to the Pope. It's a privilege. It's a privilege you have to shake clean hands. But what about Jesus? What about Jesus? What about Jesus? They can't touch Jesus. Ain't a drop in the bucket. But we're so glad to see Clint. Glad, thank God for him. I'm not down in there, but I'm trying to get your priorities straight now. You ain't got to go through no security guard to get to Jesus. You ain't got to beg Jesus, but to get to the Pope, you'll never get there. But Jesus. Just simply dialing.
Oh, yes, sir.
And just call his name.
Yes.
Great big old Jesus.
Yes.
Who can tell water to stop.
Yes.
Who can tell the wind to hush.
Yes.
Who can call dead folks out the grave.
Yes.
Who can make a lame man walk.
Yes.
God, let him have enough of privilege to talk to somebody like that. It's an honor. Don't you let the devil mess you up. It's an honor to talk to Jesus. That's how you get yourself in the right frame then. When you want to find out who I am and who he is. If you never bow down, God ain't going to miss you. Ain't nobody a drop in the bucket. Hallelujah. Let me put it a little plainer. Like, you know, you're like, you know, some of you who think you big shots and things. I ain't gonna praise you. The angel, your God angel, will tell the Lord, Lord, you know, Jimmy said he ain't gonna praise you. Who is Jimmy? Who you know Jimmy? Who is Jimmy?
Yeah.
Got to think This is a privilege, y'all. Please take this serious. It's an honor. Listen. I feel so good when I can talk to Jesus. Boy, y'all, I want you to feel like I feel, but I know you don't, somebody. I feel so good when I can get on my knees and talk to Jesus. Oh, boy. Boy, when I know who I'm talking to, that's number one. And I thank him for just opening the door for me to talk to him. I feel so good when I got my problem, I can carry it to him. Ain't you glad, listen. Ain't you glad that you ain't got to get permission from nobody to talk to Jesus?
That's right.
I ain't got to check with nobody. It's an honor. God knows it's an honor for who he is. Even the devil can't touch him. The devil got power, but he just got some God let him have. So don't look at it as a responsibility. Look at it as an honor and a privilege to worship and praise our God. Because he ain't got to wake you up in the morning. That person who is truly conscious of God's goodness and knows the redeeming love of Christ will feel compelled to magnify his name. He feel. Ain't nobody got to beg him. I know in these last days we're trying to make folk worship God. We're trying to force folks. You know, some of them, you know, like, you know, got polio in one arm, you know, and they can't move, you know what I'm saying? No, they can't clap, you know. But when you think on the goodness of God and know what Jesus done for you, all your arms got loose. You're free. I can clap when I feel like it. I can even throw my leg up when I feel like it. I can jump when I feel like it. I'm free. I'm free. I know what he done for me. Free to worship. Jesus wanted to be free, but you got to think on what he done for you. He'll loosen you up when you think on the goodness of the Lord. Think about one time, especially folks that up in age, think about one time you do go miles just to get a bucket of water. You got to think. I know this lake cloud, when it got you, you already had little silver shoes on their feet when it came out the womb. But all of us didn't have that on our feet when he got here. And that's the better reason it seems like they don't need to worship God because they already got a plenty. Listen. But them silver shoes that was already on your feet when you came out your mama womb, they belong to the Lord. I know she rolled in a wagon, your dad had them, but on mule and wagon. But that Jaguar you driving, it belongs to the Lord. That Bronco you got, we got a lot of little bands running around here now. That belongs to the Lord. It ain't none of yours. The earth is the Lord and the sun is the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. You got to recognize God gave it to me. When you think on the goodness of God, it compels. I know what God done for me. I know where he done brought me from. And I'm going to give him glory. And give him praise. Get your Bible and turn to the 34th Psalm. Look at the third verse. Psalm 34 and 3. Psalm 34 and 3. Glory to God. While y'all finding it, I'm going to say this while y'all, we all fighting that. I just want y'all to love Jesus. That's all I want. That's all I want. You to fall in love with Jesus. You ain't got to love me. Just love Jesus. That's fair enough, any of y'all. That's fair enough. You ain't got to love me, ain't got to love you. Just me to fall in love with who? Jesus. I dare you.
All right.
I know what God would do. Mm. I know where I'm at. I'm lost my place, but listen here. I remember before I got converted.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But hold me, I jump. You know. I told y'all about this, you're gonna hear it again. I told y'all that my mama was a good mama. Because I beat the neighbor. I beat my neighbor. And the mama got mad. No, boy, I beat the other boy, her son. And she wanted to come jump on my mama. I didn't win all of them, but I won that one. And she wanted to come jump on my mama. I started hating her. My mommy done nothing to her. I had a good mama. I'm mean boy. I brag on her. I had a good mama. And I hated her. But one Sunday evening.
Look out.
That means I know what love would do. I said, but one Sunday evening. I met the Lord.
Jesus.
I know what it'll do to you. I got up that next morning from the depths of my heart. Saw her sitting on the porch. I wouldn't dare speak to her. But I was compelled. Something on the inside.
Yes.
I looked over at her. I said, how y'all doing? That's what Jesus will do for you. When you love Jesus. He'll make you start a loving folk you can't stand. I know he'll do it. I said, I know he'll do it.
He'll do that.
You'll start a loving. I mean, folk, you can't stand. Something on the inside. I don't know how it happened. But I know one thing. I couldn't do what I used to do then. Hallelujah. You ought to magnify me. Y'all got it? Read that for me, brother. Come on. Y'all listen at this reading. Read it slow for me, but Griffin.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Hold right there. Nobody said now, magnify the Lord with who? Now, what David's doing, now, I didn't want you to do it with me. Now, what David was saying, Sister May, I know what he done for me. Now, he may not, you know, gave you a jaguar. But he did wake you up. Ain't that right? He may not give you a steak and potato, but he did give you a piece of chicken. See, all of us got a right to what? The magnifying. So David said, y'all come do it with me. Let's magnify his name. Come do it with me. That's what we all do when we come to New Bethlehem. We all say, let's magnify the Lord. And y'all tell your neighbor, come on, magnify with me. Magnify means lift up. Exalt his name with me. And when we come together, we ought to do it together. That means you can't hate folks and do it. See, all of us could be hollering, but if your attitude ain't right, God scream it out. See, all of us in here right now, all of us say, hallelujah, glory to God, we love you, Lord. But God got a scream. All of them don't get there. Y'all get my point? But all of them can get there. I'm got to move this dust out of me where the key can get there. Magnify the Lord with me. We ought to do it together in love. And you'll be surprised at the miracle that God will turn up in here. When you start moving junk out the way. And all of us together, God got to do something. We ought to worship together. Not with hate in our heart, but together with love. Read on, brother.
And let us exalt his name together.
To what? You got to do it what? You got to do it what? Together. Together. Listen, watch this. Did you not know the devil can't do nothing with us when we are what? He can't touch us. Y'all know the story I told. I got it from Dr. Scott about 14 or 15 years ago. Y'all know about that little boy watching that man, how he, over in Germany, how he smashed insects. He saw a fly. He said, bam, got that fly that quick. He quick. When folk were quick, when I was a boy, they called him cat. And he saw a gnat, bam, got him. Just that quick. He saw an ant, and bam, got him. Just that quick. The little boy was amazed. He said, I'm watching you, how are you, mister? Smash those insects. He said, yes, I'm good at it. He said, come over here. Brought him over there to some honeybees. He said, smash these. Man said, I can't smash them because they're together. Yeah. Yeah. The devil can't do nothing with us when we are together. We got to worship together. We got to praise God together. The lights will get happy. The lights start blinking. They get so happy. When all of us come together with no hate but loving one another. Together. Devil had to sit in a corner. Just like your home. The devil come in and tell your home up. It's separated. You can't do nothing now. Wife married with husband. Husband married with wife. It ain't gonna work. God don't even answer prayer. He said, when we ain't treating one another right, he said, I don't even hear your prayer. That's 1 Peter 3:7. Read it. When you ain't treating your mate right, you can pray all you want. God said, Lord, I'm sick of that mess. There ain't nothing but fuss I hear down there. He says, hinder your prayer. The devil wants to tear you up. But when you are what? Together. He can't touch you. He can't even get in the corner and look at you. Oh, how much. I'm trying to help somebody. See, watch this. Together. Magnify together. Now, get you a bunch of matches and get you one by itself. See how easy it is to pop. Poop. But get you a bunch. Try to break them. Together. They can't touch you. The devil can't touch you. And that way, devil, that way, and that way, Brother Vincent trying to teach us how sometimes we got some folk love to break peace. They'll come in and talk to the weak one. When anybody come to you in here, you tell them, get away, devil, in the name of Jesus. Y'all promise me that? No, you ain't said no, no. Would y'all promise me if they come to you with junk, would you tell them, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus? Would y'all do that for me in the name of Jesus? When it comes to you breaking peace, put your finger. Say, Satan, get behind me. Don't be scared. He ain't gonna do but tremble. Oh, hallelujah. Got to be together. Read on, brother. Yeah, third verse. Oh, that's third verse. Hallelujah. That's good enough right there. All right. Now, did you not know all through the Bible? We'll find where people was wasting their time in worship. I'm telling you. See, I'm be frank. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. All through the Bible, folk were wasting time in worship. All through that. So my job as a pastor is to teach us. I told y'all, 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, we got to stand before a living God. All of us got to stand before God one day and give an account ever since we've been born again. What we done. To see if our work was genuine or see what it's phony. Not say you haven't been born again, but to see what will you receive a award or receive nothing. And I read down there on last week as the crown that God's going to give us. He gave them to us, but when we saw who he really is, we throw them back at him. Because say, you're the one worthy to have. It's not me. And that way you got to see yourself. See, glory and honor belongs to God. You can't get up except God lets you get up. Now watch this wasting time. Watch this. Get your Bible turned to Amos. A-M-O-S. Amos. Well, I'm just knowing. Oh. Now you find that, you know, if you don't know where that, you just keep looking. You about know where Hosea, you know where Daniel, okay? Daniel, then Hosea, and then Joel, and then you'll see Amos. Look at the fifth chapter. I'm going to give you time, I want you to find it. I'm talking. Daniel, one of the last minor prophets. That means that Daniel, then Hosea. Hallelujah. Then Joel, and then Amos. Next. Amos 5, 21 through 24. Now watch how they were wasting their time in worship. Watch this now. Watch what the Lord said. They wasting time. And this happened today, y'all. That same God was back yonder, haven't changed. That same God looking for the beauty of holiness right now. He don't want nothing no different. He don't want nothing no different. See, clothes don't excite God. I told y'all that. Oh, we come in pretty looking sharp. Hey, they ain't moving God now. No, Lord. I told y'all snake shoes don't move him. Well, sometimes it be snakes and snakes. Clothes do not move God. Only the beauty of holiness. Read it for me, brother. Take your time. Watch this now. Everybody has it? Okay. Got Amos 5:21. Amos 5:21 through 24. Okay, read. Got my time running out on me.
Yes. I despise your feast days.
God Almighty. Your feast days. I hate and I what? Despise. Your what? Feast days. Have big days on that Women's Day, Men's Day. All them days. Because Women's Day become in so sharp. Ain't that right? Hate your feast days. Hate your feast days. They have fashion shows. Fashion shows. That's making God sick on his tongue. Ain't that sad, though? New Bethlehem, look here. If God tarry, and I'm dead and gone, if y'all ever start that mess in your church, don't hit the bottom. You think I'm lying? You're going to hit that bottom. Thing. What if somebody look like fashion in here? We fashion enough every Sunday. Amen. We overdress anyway, don't we, y'all? Your little man ain't got nothing. He's ashamed to come because we sharp. Because I got a new suit right now. I can get some overalls, but y'all want. We overdress ourselves already. Yo, you ain't got to get right and fashion it. Ain't nothing wrong with being sharp, but no, don't think God just going to accept you because you're sharp. No. Don't let that move God. The beauty of the holiness will move God. I'm so glad you can wear what you want here.
Right.
But cover up now. I know folks. I know church folks. I've been there all my life, church folks. Tell me, if somebody went with some shorts coming in. Now, if you come with some shorts, we know who you are. I'm saying, bring her to the front seat. Don't let her go home. Bring her to the front seat. She needs to be converted. You wear overalls here? Man ain't got to have no tie choked all up. That ain't got nothing to do with salvation. Nothing. Have some old running over shoes. Ain't got nothing to do with salvation. Hair ain't got to be fixed up. And all that money y'all went and paid for that hair. I mean, this boy, it's a mess. That's what my wife ought to went to school for. Instead of being a nut. There's some big time money in that, buddy. Every time you get a hairdo, that's about $100 or more. And every 2 weeks, some of them. And don't last for another 2 weeks, going right back again. But the beauty of holiness would move God. I don't want your feast days. I despise. I hate them. Why does he hate them? Huh? It's a reason why he hate them. Keep on reading, bro. Let's find out.
And I will not smell in your solemn assemblies.
Lord, I want what? I won't even smell. Your solemn assembly. Now, what do you mean by that? Smelling, so I won't get no pleasure in it. I will not delight in it. In other words, I'm displeased. Smell. Wonder why you got smell, Sister Nevitt? See, we can be put on the outside, but he smell is sin. God smells sin. He ain't got to see it. He smell it. God Almighty. Read on, brother.
Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them.
God Almighty. See, bring your offering. Listen to this now. We're talking about church who wasting their time, right? I'm on talking. I see wasting time. I'm not burning offering. You can bring all your sacrifice. If you ain't obeying God, he don't even want your sacrifice. That may sound hard, but we got to know who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a holy and a righteous God. Reason God don't want all that because he doesn't really need nothing. My offering, I bring my offering to the Lord. Just like Jesus in the Bible said, when you bring your offering to the Lord, he said, now make sure you check yourself out. If you got an oath against your brother and ain't treating him right and hating him for got a call, he said, now don't you just leave it right there, but you go and get yourself straightened out, then come back, I accept it. I mean, I'm trying to teach you to love Jesus. Why you ain't wasting your time in worship? Because it's coming up again. I don't want to be up there. I want to be up there. Reverend walked in and tell me, I told you. Read on, brother.
Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts.
God Almighty.
Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs.
God Almighty.
For I will not hear.
The noise of thy what? What they worship in what? In vain. They wasting their time in worship. There ain't no joy, no pleasure for him to hear the song. Because the heart ain't right. It's noise. Not a joyful noise, but noise. Noise, get on your nerves. set songs.
Yeah.
Choir.
Yeah.
Solos.
Uh-huh. No.
Song.
Yeah.
Choir.
Uh-huh.
What about y'all, choir?
Yeah.
I'm preaching.
No.
Is this really noise? Are y'all for real? If you're not for real, God knows it ain't nothing but noise. I don't care how you can hoon, cruise. If it's not for real and your life ain't getting on nothing, it's just what? Noise. And you're wasting your time and watch your. Read on.
For I will not hear the melody of thy vials.
God Almighty. I ain't going to even hear it. It's talking about instruments now. Y'all instrument players. Your organ and piano and home blowers. Boom, boom, and things. Noise! Don't y'all see God say, I don't need no worshiping from you. I want your heart right.
Amen.
And don't y'all see how they wasting their time in worship right there? They wasting their time. So folks by the billion go to church every Sunday, waste their time in worship. They take it for something to play with. They take it as just a traditional thing. I'm just going in. Got nothing else to do. All that kind of junk. I'm just doing it. Hey, it's coming up again.
Amen.
Coming up again.
Amen.
This God that we serve ain't nothing to play with. This God that we serve, he's real.
Amen.
God knows he is real. You've got to know that he is real. Notice sometimes. Notice folks now, when they play in church and something happens to them, they get serious.
Amen.
Don't do y'all?
Amen.
And like they just got converted.
Amen.
Something happened to a young lady. Ain't long going. Boy, she come to me. Early Sunday morning. Said, Reverend Walker, I know you've been telling us the truth. We just playing church. Reverend Walker, God done this for me. I know he's doing it. I've been told you all the time he's been doing it, baby.
All right.
Don't let the Lord do something to you while you can see that he's real. You got a pastor trying to tell you he real.
Amen.
Folks waste their time and worship in plain church. Hey, everybody look at me. And y'all know I'm not lying. Somebody got to tell these folks the truth. Preachers play, pastors play, deacon play, trustees play, usher play, choir member play. They just play in church some of them. But woe unto that preacher who playing. God gonna get him well. Leading souls astray. Woe unto that pastor. Because some folk, I don't care what a pastor do, he follow that with him. When you see me living like a devil, you don't know to follow me. I ain't got no right to tell you to follow me.
All right. Amen.
Round here, still it. Every time I get my hand free, I'm going to steal something. And you know it. And then get up next Sunday morning. Come on and follow me. Got got two or three girlfriends and got a little baby all in the church and get a baby. Hey, come on, follow me, pause that, follow me, hell out, follow Christ. Negro, where you going? Where you going? Where you going, buddy? Woe unto that preacher who tell folk anything. Don't care what they do. God gonna whoop him well. There's been a lot of folks just playing church because the preacher played church. Pastor played church. Deacon played church. Choir member played church. That means folks don't follow Christ. Don't fall in love with him. And then they begin to compromise. Because they got to compromise. You've got to love yourself some Christ. From the depth of my heart, your life won't look the same no more. You'll see out another way of looking. When you really see Christ and start falling in love with him. Well, Reverend Walker, my time about gone. How you do it? Well, first thing, everybody in here know your faults. You ain't crazy. I ain't easy. Don't play God short. He know everything you doing. And where a preacher, a pastor telling you the truth is hard on you. Because you ain't got no excuse. No kind of excuse. And New Bethlehem ain't got a one. I ain't bragging. You ain't got a war. I tell you to live for Jesus. But you just ignore me. You're going to pay well for it now. When you got a chance to stop. Stop. Stop letting the devil make a crank at you. Tell the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. I dare you to do it. Wake up here now. Wake up. I dare you to do it.
That's right.
I'm just about through. I dare you to tell God, help me. He can't take it. That's what he's here for, to help us. All of us messed up. But I have a problem. We don't want to confess our mess to God. And when you confess it, means business. And sit on God. Help you, and then begin to seek him and fall in love with him. You got to give up some of the other junk you're doing. And see, when you fall in love with Jesus, you'll see a new outlook on your life. Our biggest problem, we hate to give up the stuff we love. But it's a hindrance to your salvation. I dare you to go to him and say, forgive me. Yeah. You ain't got to go around the street tell nobody else, but talk to God. I dare you. And seek the Lord's faith. And then the Lord will put you in another bracket. And listen, and you'll start loving folks you thought you would never love. I mean that, buddy. It's something you can't help yourself. And tell God to forgive me. Just what this is all about. Put it in there. Confess it. The last time that we're going to be over here. You know what we're going to do? In the name of Jesus. The last Sunday. That Sunday night. We're going to have the church jam packed. In the name of Jesus. What that night for Reverend Walker. Dropping mess in here. Confessing sin within yourself. And we're going to get all this junk and put it in the garbage and let them folks care and dump it. And when we go yonder, we're going to be clean and based. Washed up. Stepping in a new outlook. Hallelujah. And if anybody else want to get baptized, get baptized. I'm going symbolically in the water for the outward appearance. For all of New Bethlehem. If anybody want to go, that's your business. But clean yourself up. And see, don't God got better blessing for you. He got better blessings for New Bethlehem, and he got greater blessings, and he got greater work. Amen. That's what he told me to tell you. Drop it all in. I want every member at this church that not working, not sick when that time comes to be here. Be here. Be here. Ain't nobody but you and God. Ain't nobody gonna know what between me and God but God. Ain't but one somebody gonna get mad and that's the devil. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm gonna be ready.
I'll be ready.
Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Go over to God. Lord is so good to us. New Bethlehem, I just want you to love Jesus. That's all I want. That's all I want. Just love Jesus.